Now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network. Just about the final week in the beautiful month of May, for law.
Yes, it's been quite a pleasant month, wouldn't you say?
I remember, I think it was it 10 or years ago or so, when I had the entire month of May for vacation and it rained every single day. Yes. Does anyone remember that, Hans?
Yeah, I Hans? Do. It was just about 10 years ago.
I remember that, Ray. Yes, and the day you came back to work, it was beautiful, I remember.
Those were great days back then. Ray, you were still buying suits in the teen boys department at that time.
Right.
You've grown a lot since
yeah.
then.
Big Busters.
Yeah.
I went to the Big Buster department. And, of course, you had to take someone with you when you bought a suit because you were colorblind.
Well,
what did you ever do with that flaming blue suit you bought?
Blue suit. I gave back, I sent it home when I went into the Army, and I don't think...
Was it that long ago?
I don't think
ago?
It lasted much longer. I needed a suit to tide me over, that was the thing.
The only suit that truly glowed in the dark.
That was before they made the material that does, you know.
Yeah.
It was the color that did it.
Incidentally, just before we went on the air, we discovered that we had a movie extra here in our audience, and he's kindly consented to tell us a bit about his trade. Would you come up here, sir? I don't think I know your name.
Chance Risky, Mr. Golding.
Chance Risky. How'd you get into the motion picture business as an extra, sir?
Well, you've got to be seen around town, first of all.
Well, not any town.
No, you've got to be seen around the town of Hollywood, California.
And that's due to the fact
the West
that
Coast.
That's where the motion picture industry is located, right?
Right. Wouldn't do much good to be seen around a town like Dubuque, not if a person wanted to get into the movies.
Okay. Just who is it, Mr. Risky? You have to be seen by when you're just walking around Hollywood.
Members of the filmmaking community in Hollywood, California.
And because you were seen and noticed in Hollywood, California, you got a job as an extra,
yeah,
right?
That's right. Wherever I went, I was seen.
Well, who specifically gave you a job as an extra? I'm trying to pin this down.
Someone who had seen me gave me a job.
And you've worked as an extra ever since?
I've worked as an extra ever since.
How many pictures have you appeared in, sir?
About six, and two short subjects.
Well, I'm an avid movie goer, and I don't seem to recognize you. Now, I don't want you to be offended, but maybe you've
got
long
shots
or something.
No, the reason you don't know me is because I've never had a speaking part. I'm always in a mob scene or something like that.
Well, I'm delighted to hear it, Mr. Risky, because I've always wondered what extras do. Say, in a nightclub scene at a table.
Mm-hmm.
You extras seem to be talking.
We are. We are talking, but the moviegoer never hears what we say because the boom microphone is hanging over the principals, stars.
Right, right.
It's more important for the moviegoer to hear what they're saying
than
what we extras...
story more.
Yeah.
I always thought extras in crowd scenes merely move their lips. I didn't know they were actual exchanges there.
Oh, yeah, we speak softly. And the director leaves it up to the extra to say what he wants.
Well, could you give us an example of what you mean?
Well, I'm very conscientious about things like this, so I prepare my own lines, as I did in my last picture in a nightclub scene where I was seated at a girl at a table with a girl.
Right. And you were supposed to be having a good time at the nightclub.
Yes. So I said softly to the girl, "Hello, Chance Risky is my name, and I'm seated next to you."
And, of course, you were smiling. Why did you say that?
Yes. Then I said, "I understand you're an extra, too. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here." And I continued on in that vein.
She answered along that line, too? Or?
Yes.
Did you find, as you mentioned, that prepared lines help you in any way?
It sometimes means the difference between an assignment and unemployment insurance.
And of course, the latter situation would mean you'd have to be seen again.
That's right, in Hollywood, California.
Right. Well, you've been very kind, Mr. Risky. Probably one of the dullest interviews we've ever had, but I think we finally got to the point. Thank you for a little bit of Hollywoodiana, and good luck in
Thank
the
you.
Film capital of the world.
Hollywood.
All right.
Now, beginning this week and for a limited time by popular demand...
From the promotion department, I believe.
We repeat some of our more savory Bob and Ray promotions, bon mots of the past. Well, for example, this one of some month's vintage.
Young man.
Yes, madam.
Funny, I didn't see you come up. Ushers don't seem to be very alert. What can we do for you? We're pretty full program tonight, I'm afraid.
Well, please don't rush me. Excuse me, I hit your microphone.
Sorry.
I just thought I'd say a kind word or two about The Romance of Helen Trench. You know that great CBS radio daytime serial?
Yes, well, go ahead.
Well, friends, as president of the Helen Trent Fan Club, I'd like to invite you to join millions of us fans in listening to The Romance of Helen Trent. Absorbing daytime drama weekdays right here on CBS Radio.
Is that all?
I'd like to say my piece and get it all over with, and that's about
it. Could you tell us what you do in private life when you're not being a fan club president?
Well, no, not at all. I'm an extra in Hollywood.
California?
Yes.
Wonderful.
You have to walk around out there and be seen if you want to get ahead.
I understand.
Yeah.
Now, brought to you as an important part of the Bob and Ray Show, another episode of One Fella's Family. Today's episode, entitled The Figure Problem, is taken from Book X, Chapter XX, page 2. As we look in on the family now, they're standing by the radio, ready to commence with their morning activity.
Yes. Fanny, I am certainly glad they decided not to put that highway right through our property. Saved us a great deal of money and inconvenience.
What was the big reason for it, do you know?
Well, first they decided that if they put the bridge from the mainland up to the peninsula, there wouldn't be any place for people to go when they got there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they discovered the peninsula wasn't very big anyway.
Yes. Well, certainly a relief to know that our house won't have to be moved.
And we can settle down to working on our figure problem.
Time for her to come on the air now.
I've already warmed the radio up, Benny.
Time for us to get our exercises.
Here. What station was that again?
Right there.
Oh.
Finley Quality Network.
Yes, yes.
What's the time of the book?
Is she...
Oh, that's not it.
Is she due to be on yet?
Pretty soon now.
It sounds like some kind of native dancing there. It'd be a cultural program.
You know, I was thinking, we bought that radio 19 and 28.
Yeah.
I think...
And if you've seen my...
See how the brocade on the loudspeaker is beginning to tear?
There it is.
The first three exercises are for the figure above the waistline.
Oh, yeah.
Those on the other side of the record for below the waistline.
Yeah.
If you have an all-over figure problem...
What?
Go through the entire routine at least once a day.
Yeah, well,
if you have a spot problem, do the series once as usual. Then pick out the exercises you need the most according to your own individual figure problems.
Yes.
Repeat those exercises as many as three or four extra times.
Three or four.
Never do the exercises for one part of the figure alone.
Oh, no.
Do an all-over routine as outlined here.
Yes.
Then expend a little
time... How about
more
a little spot? A splash?
Sounds like she's... Or wound up there.
Yeah. Like this may surprise
she
you.
Never talked so this much
easy.
Before.
Don't force yourself to go beyond the point where you feel tired.
No,
nothing.
Stop. Rest a moment and take a deep breath.
Well, let's get on with the exercises, lady.
About being as relaxed as possible.
All right.
I'm relaxed.
Now I'm relaxed.
Yes.
Ah, I feel better already.
Yes.
What happened to it? What happened? Hit the radio.
There it is. There it is.
See why we call it the seesaw.
The seesaw?
Now try it with me, won't you?
All
turn
right.
Your feet just a little bit apart. Turn your toes out. Your
heels
in.
That's easy for you.
Put the weight on the
outside. Out anyway.
Yeah.
Pull your tummy in hard. Flatten your lower back. And raise your arms sideward and upward, shoulder level, with the palms facing the ceiling.
Yeah.
Now, swing your body to your right.
Bend
at the waistline and push out hard on your hips.
Yeah.
Keep the tummy pulled in and bring your right arm up against your right.
That's enough.
Now, we'll bob in this position three times. Ready?
Why don't we skip this first
one,
exercise?
Two.
Oh, I don't feel
three.
Like exercising. Let's go out in the backyard. It's such a nice day.
It is beautiful there.
Oh, dry.
We'll worry about the figure problem another time.
have been listening to One Fellow's Family, brought to you as an important feature of the Bob and Ray Show. Today's episode, entitled The Figure Problem, was taken from Book X, Chapter XX, page 2. One Fellow's Family is written and produced by T. Wilson Messi. This is a Messi production.
Ray, who have we got scheduled for an interview?
Mr. Zachary Firth, bandmaster and formation man for the new Oriole High School 17,000-piece fife and drum corps up in Larchdale.
All right. Well, would you come out, please, bandmaster and formation man Zachary Firth.
Apparently, there are people in your audience who remember my Oriole formation rented at the Polo Grounds some seasons back. It's nice to be remembered.
Well, nice to have you remembered. Yes, they do remember you.
In that formation, the entire corps spread out over the field in the shape of a huge Oriole, you'll recall.
Yes, I do recall, Mr.
4,000 fifes, painted white for the occasion, were concentrated in the beak of this huge and magnificent Oriole.
Well, it must have been quite a sight, Mr. Firth.
It was, especially when I gave a vocal signal over the public address system to the people in the beak.
What was the vocal signal, do you remember?
Fifes up!
Mm-hmm.
And the dying rays of the late afternoon sun catching the upraised fifes. Well, sir, it was an unforgettable experience.
All right, audience, please. Yes, it would seem that way. I guess the idea there was to make the beak look shiny.
That certainly was the idea.
Well, what are you and your group doing in town, Mr. Firth?
Well, we're here to entertain, or at halftime, or whatever it is, at a soccer game between Chile and Nicaragua. All 17,000 of us.
Oh, that's quite a number of people. Where are you staying?
Over at the Twedwell. The Press Belt, the Porterhouse, the Quigley, the Mansonette, the Poplar House, Harberton, the Markton Hotel.
Uh-huh. Well, now... Okay. I'd imagine it's quite a job keeping an eye...
The Nelson Arms, the Jarmack Motor Hotel, the Ward House, the Royal Coats Hotel, the Ridgewood, Auburn Manor Arms Hotel, the President Tracy, and the Stahl Grove Hotel
Tuxedo. Don't need to mention all of those. I was going to say...
One of us attending it out here.
Quite a job to keep an eye on that many 17,000 fifers.
Drummers and fifers. Yes, it is quite a job, but I make it my business to know their names and little things about them.
Well, with 17,000 names to remember, do you know them all?
All but about 6,000 of them, Mr. Elliott,
and
I'm making it my business to get to know those members, too. And I'll get around to them.
Well, I know the audience would like to know if you have any special formations cooked up for the friends from below the border there.
Just
getting 17,000 people to show up is an amazing thing, isn't it?
Well, we'll do more than that.
Well, what do you do?
Well, we're going to, coffee beans spilled from a can.
Musical coffee beans?
That's right. And you won't want to miss it. The kids worked hard for it.
Will I
come pouring out?
I see. Will I see you there, Mr. Firth, or will you be there?
No, I promised all the kids that I'd call their parents, let them know they're safe and having a good time.
Well, that'll keep you busy for a while, but it sounds like a great formation.
Bob,
we'll try to get out and see it.
Theme music, so we've got to stop. So long, Mr. Firth.
Bye, Mr. Firth. And we'll be back to say goodbye to you in 10 seconds. Now to say goodbye here are Bob and Ray.
Thank you. Till tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
Have a happy habit, Monday through Friday. Art Linkletter's House Party on the CBS Radio Network.
Your dial's on 74.